The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A group of upstate lawmakers concerns about fairness in high school sports by introducing a bill that will require student athletes to play sports according to their biological sex. Now, that's a novel idea. For girls to play other girls and for the boys to play other boys. Interesting, huh? I mean, who would have ever come up with that idea? John McCravey, representative from Greenwood, joining us for a few minutes this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey.
Now, this is one of those things, Representative McCravey, where you would think that you wouldn't even have to say this.
Let me tell you, I thought I would never be in a place that we would be talking about this kind of thing. It's just amazing. But our South Carolina High School League, we discovered, made a regulation behind closed doors. It wasn't public. They did it in private. And it took some digging to find it. But we found that they now have passed a rule in our state allowing biological males to compete on girls' teams. And this became important to us. It became an issue because this has happened in other states. And we've had boys taken away, and really men, taken away records that girls have set. Right. You know, there was one guy that took away 9 different girls' records in another state.
Well, this all came to our attention front and center pretty much. The example you're referencing, Representative McCravey, is in Connecticut, where you had these two young men, Terry Miller and Andrea Yearwood. They started competing in 2017 in they're males biologically, but they started competing with females in their track. They won 15 women's state championship titles.
Oh, my word.
15. Wow. And so far they've broken every state record in women's track. And it's just not fair. There's actually our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. They are. They just announced about 2 weeks ago. They are suing on behalf of 3 young ladies. They're suing the state of Connecticut and the high school, the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. They're going to try to make it fair again and make them reverse this policy. But it's just not fair. I mean, we all know that young men at that age are much stronger than young women at that age.
Yes, sir. You know, and we reached out to the Alliance Defending Freedom. As a matter of fact, they have a representative in our state, and they helped us draft this law. So
good.
I talked to their attorneys. We got together with their attorneys. We made some changes. They made some changes, and we think it's a pretty tight law.
Yeah.
You know, one thing you have to watch out for is, you can't go by the birth certificate. You would say, well, why not? Well, if it was in our state, you could. But people transfer here from other states, and we have states like Maryland, California, where they can go and get their birth certificate changed based on who they think they are today. And what, so,
are you serious? So they can,
yes,
they, so,
yes,
so if they move here from Maryland, for example, they could have changed the sex that they were born?
Yes, and nobody can find out that. That information is not on the birth certificate after it's changed.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a bad situation. It hasn't been thought out, I don't think, all over our country. And so we just owe it to our girls who sacrificed to compete in sports, you know, not to be taken advantage of and not to lose scholarships. You know, a lot of these girls compete to get those scholarships so they can go to college and compete. And, you know, so this they sacrificed the parents. You know, I don't know about you, but I took my daughter to all kind of sporting events when she was growing up, and we sacrificed weekends, days sometimes out of work, you know, to go. And you know, there's a lot of sacrifice involved in sports.
Yeah.
So, and it's good for them. It's good for girls.
Of course it is.
It's good for boys. You know, all the studies show that exercise is good. So,
what are the chances of you guys getting this through this session?
We're going to try. You know, Joey, it's tough. I mean, the Senate is backed up. I don't want to use the word constipated, but that's probably the best word I can use for the Senate right now. Uh-huh. They just can't seem to get anything out. So they're still fighting with education. After that, they got Santee Cooper. We're praying that they're going to get the heartbeat bill up.
Give us an update on the heartbeat bill. Where do we stand? Do we think that it's going to come out?
Joey, we've got 30 dedicated House members and about 8 or 10 strongly pro-life, a lot of them from the upstate senators, who are doing everything in our power to get this bill out. It's being held up for various reasons, and if it doesn't get out in the Senate, we're gonna try to take action, and maybe next week you'll see that. So just keep your eyes open. We've got to get some movement on it.
Yeah.
Keep praying. You know, ask your people to pray, because I mean, I'm asking them right now, pray for this bill to get out. You know, the enemy doesn't want it to get out, but
sure,
we do. So
yeah. Yeah,
it's tough.
With me this morning, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood. Now, you mentioned Santee Cooper. Where do we stand on that?
Well, the studies came back. They recommended, they had three different recommendations. One was sell the utility. One was keep the utility and reform it. And one was replace it, the leadership, with a different company to lead it. None of the alternatives seem to be great. But I think the consensus is it needs to be sold. The speaker has wrote an op-ed and said we need to sell it, but we don't have any good offers right now. We haven't got enough offers, so that's what his idea, and I think it's pretty solid, is we need to sell it, but we need to get a good offer first. So that's kind of where that stands. There was some scandal that came out about the company that did the study had a contingency fee where they would get more if it was sold, so that doesn't look good. But at any rate, you know, that's where it is right now. I don't think anybody really knows what to do. I don't think the Senate knows what to do on it, and I don't know if they're going to be able to get anything done.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you've already sunk what's the number? $1 billion. When you've already sunk and you know that you're going to lose money, sometimes it's a little hard to do anything. But hey, I think it's time to cut our losses. Understand that there are losses. And move on, because the longer we wait, the more that's going to add up.
I agree. But there's not going to be, you know, there are a lot of people in the Senate from the lower part of the state who are against selling it no matter what. So
yeah,
it's going to be a fight. You know, one person, the saying is one person in the Senate can stop anything.
Yeah. So, well, and that's true with their rules over there. That's for sure. Yeah.
Once again, it's going back to the Senate. We're all waiting on the Senate.
Representative John McCravey from Greenwood, always good to hear from you. Hey, and plan to touch base with us next week. You mentioned that there might be something next week, so check
we'll
in with it. Us. Give us a first heads up.
We will. We'll
All right.
do that, Joey. Thank
All
you
right.
for what you do.
All right, sure thing. Good to have you, and have a wonderful Thursday.